In the ever-blooming, eternally fragrant, long, long fields of grace in the kingdom of heaven, there grows a special flower whose name I can't pronounce, but it means Song of the Unsung Hero. It blooms day and night, and its fragrance stands above many others. It is sort of a thick fragrance that is intoxicating, and in the perfume are melodies that play in your ears and mind about the lives of jots and tittles, which accented living letters, which comprised the words that were made into sentences, composed into paragraphs, combined together into the stories of the everlasting love of the Father, the blood of the Son, and the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm Social Porter, and welcome to Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation. This evening's topic is about those whose service unto the Lord is typically unheard and unknown, and if it weren't for them, things wouldn't have gone as well as they did. People love a hero, but rarely does anyone speak, except for a moment or two, about those who were there to propel others to a position of visibility. The Lord does not forget the beauty of obedience and the selfless push to accomplish His heart. Even if no one knows who they are, God remembers. People may forget the man who drove the truck full of bread through the African bush at night, all night long, delivering bread to outlying tribes. Oh, sure, we all remember that no matter how much bread was given away, the truck bed never ran out of bread, an incredible miracle in itself. Yes, we remember how the bandits thought to rob the people on the truck, but how quickly we forget the truck driver, who had lost his bowels out of fear, somehow found extra courage and hands of grace, got out of the driver's seat to his peril, and just started handing out bread to the armed bandits, who, with their arms full of bread, just smiled and went away. We remember the leadership of the ministry. They were the face of the service to the public. But no one seems to remember the people or the truck driver who delivered bread till the sun broke the horizon the next day. Many unsung heroes are in forgotten vaults, unnamed graves of which any memories have long faded. They have only well-settled soil and never-ceasing wind. We know God alone remembers the sacrifice of those who are now buried in time. They possessed a gallant, daring heart and a righteous mind. They often went without fear and were often left to die. They are unsung heroes whose forgotten valor is not noticed by men. Like unknown soldiers with no flowers on their final resting places, only shadows grow where the unremembered lie. Every day, somewhere in the world, another unsung hero is born. Someone who is willing to lay their life on the line. They give their lives for the truth. They are the few who typically don't want medals, not that a little recognition wouldn't hurt, yet they didn't need a title to do the right thing and be obedient to the call of the Lord. In fact, I think many unsung heroes would walk away afterwards without anyone ever knowing their name, and they'd be good with that. It is extraordinary how things work out when we give someone else the credit, build up someone else's ministry, or the Lord gives it to us to buy into the vision of another. Leaving our name off the credits reel is a much bigger deal than we think. God loves it when we promote someone other than ourselves. Those whose names aren't in the credits at the end of the story, I believe most probably feel that they haven't done anything special and that their actions are something anyone else would have done. Therefore, to all those unsung heroes, for all the lives that you save every day, I salute you also and hope each of our lives minister to the Lord as yours have. Tap your toe and dream a little. Don't go away, and I'll be right back.